Welcome to the Riverside Church Podcast. Riverside Church is a community of believers striving side by side for the gospel in the greater New Orleans area. For more information about Riverside Church, go to riversidelife.org.
To Christ. And so this morning we are taking a break from our Luke series, and we're looking at Proverbs chapter 31. We'll pick up with Luke again next week, but for now, I wanted to encourage us this day from Proverbs chapter 31 in a sermon entitled Life Worth Praising. I have it titled about three different ways in three different places this morning. In my notes, it says one thing on the screen. It says the other in your bulletin. It might even say that. So I can't remember where I ended up on Thursday morning. But we're talking about a life worth praising, a woman who fears the Lord. And all those things you'll see go together. And so as we take this break, we'll look at Proverbs chapter 31. And perhaps if you've been around a little bit in the church world, you're familiar with that passage. It's often a source of Mother's Day cards, even Bible studies, and even entire ministries are built around Proverbs chapter 31 and what it tells us about the virtuous woman, or as it says in Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10, an excellent wife, a virtuous woman, a woman of valor and a woman of virtue. Here's what it looks like to be such a woman. In fact, in Proverbs 31, verse 30, I read it a second ago, it says, charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman, a valiant woman, an excellent wife, a woman of virtue is one who fears the Lord. And so that's what we want to be digging into this morning. What does it mean to live a life of virtue, a life worth praising? And so we're going to see that in Proverbs chapter 31. For men this morning, where this might lead you, because this is really a passage for all women to hear, but men to hear as well, and you'll see why this is in a minute. Perhaps you can see, young men, what your standard of beauty needs to be, what true excellence in women needs to be, and what you should see and be looking for in a wife. For men, perhaps you need to say, here, I need to be praising and honoring those who are living in this way. I think also for women this morning in Proverbs chapter 31, I'm not a woman, but I would imagine reading Proverbs chapter 31, it's a very formidable job description of all that is calling a wise woman to do. And sometimes it can be crushing to see the expectations. And women, you probably already know that. The expectations of motherhood and even mothering is very overwhelming at times. How many of you don't have to raise your hands, perhaps you even feel this even this morning, feel almost crushed under the expectations of what all that's demanded of you by being a mother and raising children and being a woman and carrying that out in this world. And so Proverbs chapter 31 is what we want to look at. So what are we looking at in this passage? I've kind of given you some hints as we move our way forward, but let's take a big picture view of this first. So in Proverbs chapter 31, particularly verse 10 through 31, is kind of the section that we're looking at. It's set out as an acrostic poem in Hebrew. So each verse starts with a successive letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and the idea that we see in verse 10 to the end of the book, it's giving us a full picture of A to Z, what wisdom is like in action. Because you know all of Proverbs is about wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And here at the end of Proverbs 31, this woman of wisdom is one who what? Fears the Lord. So it's a completion of Proverbs in a whole. It's kind of like an inclusio, bookends on the end of the book of Proverbs. And so what this is doing in these verses, it's more than portraying a to-do list for women. This passage reveals, hey, this is what wisdom in action looks like. When you are living a wise life, this is what it looks like. It paints a picture of what it looks like when wisdom rules over your life. And it does so by portraying this through a virtuous woman who is walking wisely. And I would imagine some of you can already feel that. You don't have to raise your hand again, but I would imagine there's some women in your life. I have women in my life, praise the Lord, that I can look at them And see, that's what wisdom in action looks like. That's what wisdom looks like in the nitty-gritty of life. That's what wisdom looks like in the overwhelming expectations of this is how you navigate life. So I think there's something going on here. Yes, look at this woman, this kind of virtuous woman, but also see what wisdom looks like. And those are folks worth praising. And some of you just need to stop right there and say, hey, that's my application today. I need to praise a life worth living because I've seen a wise life in the women in my life and I want to tell them. And so it is rightly praising women and mothers in our life, and it is getting a picture of what wisdom in all of life is. So that's what we're starting to see through this A to Z acrostic of the virtuous woman. So let's make a few other comments about this as we continue on. What this passage talks about, looking at verse 10 again, an excellent wife who can find. Now, I think it's key for us to understand what the writer of Proverbs is saying in this excellent woman. This word that he uses there is virtue, worthy woman. This is who you're looking for. This is who you're looking to. And I think that we need to stop there and understand something real quick of what he is saying. That this virtuous woman, to be virtuous, it's right living, it's habitually living right, it's true living, it's worthy living. And for all of us, particularly women, as we're talking to you today, that this is what it means to live a life that's worth living and is worthy. I would imagine there's some women and some mothers this morning that probably feel unworthy at times. Have you maybe felt that before? Maybe you don't feel beautiful at times. I'm sure you've experienced that before. And you say, no, this is the beautiful life. This is true. This is what you clothe yourself with. This is the virtuous woman. So it's more than a to-do list. It's telling us what right living is, what true living is. There's another virtuous woman in the Bible that the Bible uses this word for in Ruth chapter 3, verse 11. The Bible marks Ruth. Did you know this? That the Bible says Ruth is the woman who is worthy. That here Proverbs 31 ends with a virtuous woman, and then when we read the book of Ruth, we see a virtuous woman. Now let's talk about Ruth for a second. When Boaz told Ruth that she was a virtuous woman, she was destitute, she was a foreigner, she was gathering and threshing and winnowing wheat, and most of her story, she was neither a wife nor a mother. And so circumstantially at this point, her life doesn't look too much like the Proverbs 31 woman, yet at that point in Ruth chapter 3 verse 11, Boaz says, you are a virtuous woman. Why is that? Let's start digging it. So what does this mean? It's more than a to-do list. In Ruth chapter 2, verse 12, we see a little bit more about Ruth, that she was one who took refuge under the wings of the Lord Almighty. And so what marked her life to this point before she kind of fulfilled this to-do list and tried to meet these expectations, she was one who took refuge under the wings of the Lord Almighty. We could say it like this, Ruth was one who feared the Lord. And that's what gave her worthiness. That's what gave her true life. That's what helped her walk in the way of virtue. So I want you to understand this, that as we talk about the Proverbs 31 woman, this is a calling that doesn't hinge on having physical children or some sort of physical, be able to fill this list. What this hinges on, to be an excellent woman, an excellent wife, an excellent mother, what it's hinging on is fearing the Lord. All wisdom does that, right? Proverbs 1 verse 7. The fear of the Lord, this is how the book starts, is what? The beginning of wisdom. And here, this woman who fears the Lord is the embodiment of wisdom. If you look at her, you can see true wisdom. So what does it mean to fear the Lord? Because we see the life that's worthy of praise is the woman who fears the Lord. This virtuous woman fears the Lord. Let me say this. Those who truly fear God don't run from God, but to him for shelter. So what is a virtuous woman? What is an excellent wife? Young men, what are you looking for? I'm looking for someone who runs to the Lord, who fears the Lord, who finds a shelter in the wings of the Lord Almighty, knowing that the fear of the Lord is not terror that pushes us away from God. It is awe that draws us near to God. It is the trembling of joy, realizing that the holy God has become our refuge. And so a virtuous woman, worthy of praise, is one who fears the Lord, who runs to the Lord. Listen to what the psalmist says about those who fear the Lord. Are you ready for this? Psalm chapter 25, verse 14. We prayed it a minute ago. Those who fear the Lord are friends of God. Psalm 31, verse 19, the Lord stores up goodness for those who fear and take refuge in him. Psalm 34, verse 7, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him. Psalm 103, verse 11, his love is great towards those who fear him. Psalm 145, verse 19, he fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. Isaiah 8, verse 13, those who fear him find sanctuary in him. Fear the Lord and draw near to him. And so the true woman finds identity not in her performance as a mother or her ability to be a mother, but finds her true identity as a virtuous woman in that she fears the Lord and trusts in the Lord. Charm is deceitful. Beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. A woman's worth is not ultimately measured by what she produces, but by whom she worships. Fear the Lord. That is where true worth comes from. Aren't you thankful for the women in your life who fear the Lord, who have taught you to fear the Lord, to trust in the Lord, and have changed your life? I'm thankful for women in this church who do that in my life. Not only those who are my wife or mother, but even others outside that who do this. A woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. So why do I say all of that? Because I don't want you to feel this crushing expectation. I want to say, I'm going to fear the Lord. And from this, here's what's happening. From fearing the Lord, that's what's going to cultivate and produce this power, this wisdom in you that you can walk in a way wisely, that you can live a virtuous life, a true life, a valiant life, a strong life, a powerful life, a life of substance, a life of character will be cultivated in you as you fear the Lord. Men too, right? We're saying, look at this woman who embodies wisdom. We need to be like her. What was she like? What does the fear of the Lord produce in us as we worship the Lord? Let's go ahead and take a look. An excellent wife who can find verse 10. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does good to him and not harm all the days of her life. This is a woman who is trusted. She's trusted in the city. She's a wife of noble character. She finds a wife. The Bible says in Proverbs 8:22, a man who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. And so we say that she is a trustworthy person. She's one that can be trusted. And she speaks well of her husband, and her husband trusts in her. And so she's a trustworthy person. How many people have people in your life, women in your life, that are worthy of be praising, even this morning, because they're trustworthy? Like, you can trust them with your very life. And she's a trustworthy person. Listen to what else it says about this Proverbs 31, if you will, women who trust the Lord, starting in verse 13. She seeks wool and flax and works with willing hands. She is like the ships of the merchant. She brings her food from afar. She rises while it's yet night and provides food for her household and portions for her maidens. How many of you can already feel that? It's like, you know, I don't know this thing about flax and wool. I'm not sure about that. But I know that there's a lot of hard work, and there's a lot of calloused hands, and there's a lot of late nights because she rises while it's not yet light, like you're up early and you're up late and you just are really tired this morning, that all you want for Mother's Day is a nap. Somebody feel that? Yeah, amen. Amen. It's the most amens I've gotten in a really long time. I keep preaching this message. She's worn out. She fears the Lord. Here's what it is. She's not only trusting, she's a hard worker because she fears the Lord. She works not for man, but she works unto the Lord. That is true wisdom. She's a prudent worker. She's a wise worker. She considers a field and buys it with the fruit of her hands and plants a vineyard. She dresses herself with strength and makes her arms strong. She perceives that her merchandise is profitable. Her lamp does not go out at night. She puts her hands to the staff and her hands hold the spindle. She is a hard worker, getting her hands dirty, making plans, running the house, constantly driving people here and there, taking care of children. She does so much, all often without complaint. She's a hard worker. This is hard. You need power to do this in a wise way. Fear the Lord. Take shelter in His wings. Because maybe we're going to say this a little bit more at the end. Maybe you're starting to feel like, man, sometimes, I mean, this is not just like going after women, right? Because this is something, this is for men to look at as well. Like, sometimes I'm lazy. Men feel that as well. Take refuge in the Lord. Lord, forgive me. Sometimes I'm not trustworthy. Like, I've said things that I shouldn't have said, and I haven't been trustworthy, and I haven't done enough for my husband to kind of trust me, or other way around, vice versa, to trust my wife. I don't trust my wife enough. Like, I need to take refuge in the Lord Almighty and find forgiveness in the shadow of His wings. So if this is crushing you right now, don't forget where all this starts, taking shelter in the wings of Almighty God. Verse 20, not only is she trustworthy and a hard worker. Look at verse 20. She opens her hand to the poor and she reaches out to the needy. She opens her hand to the poor and she reaches out to the needy. She is compassionate. Not only does she care about her own family, but she cares about others as well. That she has a tender heart to those who are around her, not just those who are in her family. And so we're already starting to see that, like, mothering is not necessarily tied to childbearing, though it can be. There's some folks in our life who are spiritual mothers, who stood in the gap or maybe help us to raise us, to point us to Christ. Like, they weren't our physical mothers. There's some that are mothers through adopting and foster care, and they show compassion to maybe those who were not born biologically of them, but they adopt them and take them in, and now they are their own, so they're compassionate to those who need a family. And maybe you've experienced that before in your life. It's worthy of praise. It's the virtuous life. It's the true life. To live in this way. She is compassionate to those in her family and to those who are outside. Listen to this. Not only is she trusted, a hard worker and compassionate, look at what it says in verse 21. She's not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household are clothed in scarlet. She makes bed coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Here's the idea. She's prepared. Whatever may come, she's ready for tough times. How many of you, especially young folks, this morning can say that because of my mom or because of a woman in my life, I was prepared for the future? Like, I was prepared to go off to college. I was prepared for high school. I was prepared for that hard conversation. I was prepared for that job because my mom showed me how to work. I was prepared to follow the Lord because my mom showed me how to follow. Like, I was prepared for the future because of that woman in my life. How many could say that this morning? That's a woman who is worthy of praise, who's living a true life, a blessed life. She was prepared and prepared her family well for the future. I'm so thankful for women like that in my life. Verse 23, not only is she prepared for her future, her husband is known in the gates and when he sits among the elders of the land. Here's the idea here that I want to get across, that she is a blessing. And she is a blessing to her kids. She's a blessing to her husband. How many of you know that as women work so hard in the home and some outside the home, that their husbands are able to do things that they would not be able to do, to sit among the elders of the land, to be known in the gates, because all that she does may be behind the scenes to free you up to do those things. So maybe husbands this morning, thank your mom or your wife to say, hey, I see that. Like, I couldn't do the things I do if you didn't do the things that you do. And I haven't thanked you enough for that. I have taken advantage of that. I have not acknowledged that. Like, the things that you do for me are unbelievable. And you bless me in so many ways. Thank you. That's a life worth praising. Maybe that's your takeaway this morning. Like, that's what you need to do. She's wise. She's wise. Verse 24. She makes linen garments and she sells them. So this, she's still working. She delivers sashes to the merchant. Strength and dignity are her clothing. So notice that. What she's clothed with. How many women like struggle with like putting clothes on because they don't look right? They don't fit right? That's like an overwhelming thing to walk through. And clothe yourselves in strength and dignity. When you look at yourself in the mirror in the morning, say, Lord, I fear you. What I need to put on most as a virtuous woman is strength and dignity. Lord, help me. And she speaks wisdom. She opens her mouth, you see it in verse 26, with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is in her tongue. How many of you have moms and women in your life who have told you wise things? And maybe some of you right now don't realize how wise the things your mom or woman in your life is telling you. How many of you have had your mother or someone in your life tell you wise things and you didn't listen and it didn't work out well? Like she told you a bunch of times, here's what you should do and here's what you should not do. And you either did it or didn't do it anyway and it didn't turn out. And it turned out just like mom or grandma or someone in your life told you, and you seem surprised not knowing that kindness and wisdom and words of wisdom were coming from her mouth. Anybody experienced that before? A few, yeah, we're getting, this is fun. Yeah, we're getting some best crowd interaction in a real long time. This is great. We're going to preach this one again next week, all right, if y'all don't mind. We're just going to keep going. She's wise. She's living trustworthy, and you can trust her. It goes on to say perhaps one of my favorite verses in all of Scripture. In verse 25, it says that she laughs at the time to come. Not making a mockery of time to come, but fearing the Lord, resting in the Lord. Whatever comes my way, whatever lies before me, hallelujah, praise the Lord, we're ready for this. Because I'm trusting in the Lord. I'm fearing the Lord. I'm trusting the Lord with all my heart and leaning not on my own understanding, but all my ways following him, and he will make my path straight. So I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. So I'll walk and I smile. I maybe even cry sometimes, but in it all, there's great deep joy because we're ready for this. Because we fear the Lord. She's wise. And that plays out in her life. She's worthy of praise. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Your children, if they're young right now, one day they're going to grow up and rise up. And Lord willing, they'll be wise enough, if you're living in fear of the Lord, to call you blessed. They might not right now. They might not have risen up yet and seen that and call you blessed. But there's a promise here. They will rise up and they will call you blessed. Her husband also will praise her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. And this lady wisdom, who is fearing the Lord, who is walking in wisdom, you're worthy of praise because you're trusting in the Lord. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands and let her works praise her in the gate. So Proverbs 31 is originally something that young men needed to learn as well. This is something that a young king, the words of King Lemuel, heard that he needs to be looking for this. So young men, this is the standard of beauty. Grown men, this is what you need to be praising for those in your life. Women who may be struggling this morning for one reason or the other, there's many reasons you could be struggling with this morning. Look to the Lord. Fear the Lord. Find refuge in Him. And this is what will produce this in you. A woman's worth is not ultimately measured by what she produces, but by whom she worships. And ultimately, wisdom is not merely just a set of lists in Proverbs 31. They do this. Wisdom is found in a person. The Bible says in the New Testament that Christ has become the wisdom of God for us. So mothers, grandmothers, spiritual mothers, your hope is not that you will perfectly live this life every day, every moment, every year, that you'll never be tired or difficult or life won't be difficult. It's not saying that. It's what it's saying to fear the Lord, listen to this, is that your hope is in Christ. Your legacy will not finally be built by your strength, your efficiency, or your perfection unless the Lord builds the house, those who labor in vain. Those who labor in vain. So here's in all of this, what it's saying is to fix your eyes on Jesus. That's really all of Scripture is saying. And we can say it again here. Fix your eyes on Jesus, the wisdom of God for us. And trust that God can do more through your imperfect faithfulness than this world ever could do through polished perfection. And so I don't know where you are this morning. Well, you're here. I know that. I don't know where you are in all of this. Maybe you've never considered this before. Maybe you just need to cry out Psalm 73, verse 26, my flesh and heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. And maybe you're thinking, man, I haven't even considered this. Maybe it's time to consider putting your faith and trust in Christ and fearing Him and running to Him for refuge. Maybe you're overwhelmed with your failure this morning. Would you run to Christ knowing that He's compassionate, that He's slow to anger, and He's rich in mercy? He forgives those. Maybe you've made a complete mess of your motherhood, and the Lord says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He will redeem you. He's canceled the record of debt that stood against you. Maybe the shame of motherhood hangs over your head. Christ has canceled the record of debt that stood against you. Run to Him. Don't run from Him anymore. And maybe you're living this life trusting the Lord. Men, praise the women in your life this morning. Kids, rise up and call her blessed, because they're preparing you for the future. And all of these things, may we know that charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but those who fear the Lord are worthy of praise. Let's go ahead and pray.